Okay, Mr. Studd, congratulations, Ramon, and I'm very happy to be here. I'd like to thank the organizers for giving me an opportunity to give a talk about explicit equality theory. And for audience which I'm familiar with the field, I'd like to start with a brief review of the theory. And we work on the our field is ab initio theory and the ab initio methods based on base set expansion and the where's the pointer? Can I? And the it's based on the one electronic picture, and we have a systematic methods. So starting from Hartree fork and including the higher order correlation, and we can get the full CI limit. But the, we suffer from a slow convergence of the with respect to size of the basis, and it's really difficult to get to reach a realistic accuracy in the complete base set limit. And R12 and F12 methods. We are going to treat electron correlation in terms of two electron functions called the geminals. And we can get a very fast convergence in the correlation energy and highly accurate. So we can get a very realistic description calculation using such a methods. And what's the reason for the slow convergence in correlation energy is that so this picture shows the angular component of a wave function, CI wave functions of a helium ground state using various base sets. And we can see that the exact wave function has a discontinuity at the coalescence point due to the divergence behavior of the Coulomb potential. And however, the usual base set expansion is very, very poor in the description of the cusp behavior. And the exact wave function obeys the cusp conditions, which is dependent on the multiplicity of the pair function. So for singlet, the cusp behavior is 1/2 times R12, and for triplet, it's a 1/4. Times R12, such a behavior. So correlation part is a product of the linear R12 times non-interacting wave function at the coalescent point. And what's about this? So what's explicitly correlated methods? So in explicitly correlated electronic structure theory, for instance, for MP2 energy, we minimize the Hilbert energy function in this form. So it's a for corporate, so we minimize the Hilbert energy function, and it gives them always an upper bound of the true second order energy. And usually, the pair functions are expressed as a linear combination of a virtual orbital product in this form. But in explicitly correlated theory, we add a term which is explicitly dependent on the inter-electronic distance, F12. F12 is a function to model the Coulomb hole. And times KL. KL occupied product of occupied orbitals. And here the Q12 is the so-called strong orthogonality projector, projection operator introduced by Pan King in 1970. And those C amplitudes are optimized in such a way that the Hilbert energy function is minimized. However, by using such a explicitly correlated terms, main problem is that many electron integrals arise in the calculation of the Hilbert energy function. And those integrals used to be calculated explicitly in Gaussian type geometry methods. And in 1991, One innovative idea was proposed by Kutzenich and Kropper in the pioneering work of the R12 method. So they proposed a systematic approximation to use the resolution of the identity approximation for many electron integrals. For instance, this is a three-electron integral, and the operator is one over R12 times F13, and by the use of our resolution of the identity, the three-electron integral is expressed as a linear combination of two-electron integrals in this form. And the main feature of this approximation is that the expansion is not it's a terminating series, so it terminates at the finite basis with the angular momentum 3L occupied. So for S, if the occupied orbitals are S shell, the also the requirement for P is a S, and for P P orbitals the summation index, the angular momentum, maximum angular momentum for the RI basis is up to F, like that. And the more recently, so the use of auxiliary basis for the RI basis is proposed by Kropper and Samson, and even better approximation, complementary ABS. The use of complementary ABS was also proposed by Edvard for the same purpose. And we also use numerical quadratures, Beck-Fudge cell, for the evaluation of many electron integrals. And recently, two new important ideas appeared in the field. And the one is the use of Schroeter type geminoids. And the other is the rational generator. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a Mainz. Okay, so what's about nonlinear correlation factor? So in the original R12 methods, the geminoid operator was a linear R12. And recently, the most popular form of the geminoid is a Schroeter type function. It's an exponential function. And the methods using a nonlinear correlation factor is called F12 methods. And several authors reported that the use of Schroeter type geminoid is a significant improvement over the linear R12. In explicitly correlated theory, it's necessary to calculate integrals over those operators. So F12, F12 square, F12 over R12, and several operators with differential operators. And the key to calculate the integrals is how to estimate the integrals over Yukawa potential. And if you are familiar with the molecular integrals, the usual electron repulsion integrals are expressed as a linear combination of FMT. FMT is called the Boyle's function. So usually we express the Coulomb operator in terms of a Laplace transformation, and we perform integrals over two coordinates, we can get this form. And in a similar way, we can find that the Yukawa integral is expressed as a linear combination of a generalized Boyle's function with two variables, GMTU. And so starting with this expression, and the differentiation of the Yukawa potential leads to integrals of Schroeter type geminoids. And also the F12 square, so square with STG, Schroeter is also Schroeter in such a way. And the day before yesterday, the Professor Ugaud also mentioned the integrals over Yukawa, and I don't know that the algorithm developed by him, but we are really interested in for further development of efficient algorithms for the integrals. Okay, so there are two alternative ways. The one is the use of analytic threaded geminals, and the other is it's possible to use the threaded type function in terms of a linear combination of Gaussian type geminals, and the we can change the number of Gaussians used to expand the threaded type geminals. So n equals 0 means the usual NP2 calculation. And the, so this figure shows the correlation error of various NP2 calculations. And the n equals 1 is just use a single Gaussian to approximate the threaded type geminal, and the 2 and so on. And infinity means the analytic threader. So by increasing the number of increasing the size of the basis, so from the double zeta to sextuple zeta, and the, we can see the usual NP2 is very very slow in convergence. Even with the sextuple zeta basis, the error is it's for neon and 0.01 Hartree. And the but the use of a single Gaussian. So initially, so for the double zeta basis, there is a gain in the correlation energy. But eventually, by increasing the size of the basis, it merges to the conventional NP2. The reason is that the cusp behavior cannot be described by a single Gaussian type geminal, but more fine the more better form of the geminal is needed, and the so we can see at with the three Gaussian type geminals, the and with the sextuple zeta basis, the error is less than 1 millihartree, and so we can see at least three Gaussians are necessary to get the accuracy more than 1 millihartree. So what's about timing? And the so this is the analytic threader. It's a computational cost for integrals. And the so we can see that the analytic threader is always faster than the Gaussian type geminal approximations. And so there is no reason to express the threader type geminal using Gaussian type geminals, but we should use analytic expressions. Okay, so what's the rational generator? The rational so the use of rational generators in explicitly correlated theory, the pair function is expressed as the usual term plus occupied orbitals times R12, and this operator in Cayley graph R12 is called the rational generator, and it's in this form. So Q12 is the usual projection operator, F12 and 3 plus 1 P12, and P12 is the permutation operator over spatial coordinates, and the so if we multiply the rational generator to the singlet pair, what happens is that the singlet pair is symmetric with respect to the permutation over a spatial coordinate. So the sign doesn't change, and the effective quotient becomes 1/2. And if we multiply the R12 to the triplet pair, the triplet pair is anti-symmetric with respect to the permutation of a spatial coordinate, and the sign changes, and the quotient is 1/4. In such a way, the rational generator automatically, so by multiplying the rational generator to electrons to be correlated, and as a result, the cusp conditions for it's they are different for singlet and triplet pairs are automatically satisfied. And it's known that the use of a rational generator is free from geminal superposition errors, And the, especially for coupled cluster F1-2 methods, the use of relational generator is the computational efficient methods. And the, because the F1, the relational generator doesn't include any spin coordinates, and the, it's a spin, it doesn't lead to any spin contamination, unlike the just throw sweater wave function. It's a very similar form as the just throw sweater wave function, but the point is it doesn't cause any spin contamination. So the spin contamination problem of a just throw sweater wave function is like that. So the just throw factor is a function of the spatial spin coordinate x1 and x2, and usually it's symmetric. And the suppose two different spatial functions, and we can get four different pair functions, and two of them are anti-spin parallel, so alpha beta minus beta alpha and alpha beta plus beta alpha, and the other two are spin parallel pair functions. However, in reality, one of the spin anti-parallel pair is belongs to a singlet, and the other belongs to triplet pairs. And the so if we use sweater type geminals, the correlation behaviors are averaged for spin anti-parallel pairs. Okay, let's see the performance of the F1-2 methods. So for this is the usual MP2 and R12, MP2 R12 and MP2 F12. And we plotted the correlation error with respect to the size of the with respect to the cardinal number of the correlation consistent basis. And approximately the R12 method with a double zeta basis corresponds to conventional MP2 with a triple zeta basis, and the F12 with a double zeta basis is almost equivalent to the R12 with a triple zeta basis, and it's also almost equivalent to the conventional MP2 with a quintuple zeta basis, and so on. And so if we use a triple zeta basis with F1 to MP2, we can recover almost 99% of the correlation error. And by using a quadruple zeta basis, we can get chemical almost 1 K calories per mole accuracy. And with the sextuple zeta basis, the correlation recovery is 99.9%. It's almost 0.1 K calories per mole in total energy. Okay, so far we have developed MP2 F12, MP2 F12 using a UHF reference and MRMP F12, CCST parenthesis F12, and the approximated CCST parenthesis F12 methods. And also recently we developed EOM CCST parenthesis F12 methods for ionization potential, electron affinity, and excitation energies. So how much time do I have?
You have
10 minutes. 10 minutes? Okay. So first of all, the main advantage of using a relational generator, so it's especially in open shell problems. So for UHF reference, the spatial orbitals are different for spin up and spin down occupied orbitals. And if we multiply the permutation operator, it causes spin-flipped geminal basis, because a permutation operator just permutes the spatial component, but the spin coordinates remain, and as a result, we need it's shown that the spin-free geminal basis is needed for exact satisfaction of cusp conditions. And actually, we tested the use of such a spin-free geminal, but we don't have so much time. And this is a result for atomization energies. And we can see that by the inclusion of a spin-free geminal basis, the accuracy is increased significantly. Okay, so the recent advances in coupled cluster F12 methods. Originally, the by Noga and Kutzernich in 1994, the CCST parenthesis R12 methods method was proposed, and the more recently, we extended the method to F12, and the they are based on the standard approximation using the resolution of the identity approximation. And the more recently, various methods are proposed beyond the standard approximation, like CCST parenthesis F12 of Kropa's group, and the CCST F12 X methods. X takes the A and B models of Joachim Werner, and the, some perturbative treatment of Edubarev. And also, recently, the full implementation of CCST F12 methods are reported from Shiozaki and co-workers and Andreas Kohn using automated code synthesis techniques. So the also efficient coupled cluster F12 methods can be built by the use of a rational generator. And in such a method, we use the usual exponential ansatz. And in addition to the cluster operators spanned by orbitals T1 to Tm, we add the T2 prime operator. And this T2 prime operator is nothing but the matrix element, excitation operator using the rational generator. So this is the result for atomization energies using CCST parenthesis F12 method. And but we can see that the normal distribution is so the mean error is almost less than one. This is in 1 kJ per mole, and so it's even better than the chemical accuracy. So by the use of CCST parenthesis the F12 method, we can get a very, very accurate such atomization energies. Probably I have no time. And okay, let's go. So okay, let's go to the EOM CCF12 method for excitation energies. And for excitation energies, so as in the usual EOM, we start from a CC coupled cluster wave function, and we multiply an excitation operator to the coupled cluster wave function. And here RK is a single and doubles. In addition to single and doubles, we use a geminal operator, kappa t prime. And so the t, kappa t, I'm sorry, kappa 2 prime. And the 2 prime is this kind of expression. And so actually, this is a connected product between singles and rational generator in this form. So the physics inside is that, so by the multiplication of the excitation operator from the occupied space, one electron is excited in the virtual space. But the electron correlation between the electrons in the virtual space and occupied space that should be treated precisely by the use of generals. And so we introduced a connected product form of the operator. And so that operator deals with cusps between excited and occupied electrons. And this is originally proposed by Andreas Kohn as an extended SP ansatz in his CCSD linear response theory. And the R operators are calculated by the use of the usual commutator form of this expression. And the effective Hamiltonian is usually a similarity transformed Hamiltonian of the exponent e to the t. Because of this general operator, we have several additional terms from the rational generator. Okay, this is the result. So we show the result for balance and Rydberg excitation energies. This is a mean absolute error for balance and Rydberg excitation energies. And we took average over 10 states of those molecules. And by changing the base set from double zeta to quadruple zeta bases. And we can see that the usual conventional EOM CCSD, the balance excited, the between the conventional EOM and the EOM F12, the for balance excited states, the error is the difference in the error is very small. However, we can see a significant improvement by the use of F12 for Rydberg excitation energies, and it's quite natural consequence because for balance excited states, there is the correlation behaviors are similar, and there is a cancellation in the error. But it's not the case for Rydberg excited states. Okay, to Max, so what time do I have?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. So to maximize the interest of people in different fields, I would like to just show the use of a Yukawa potential for range separation function in DFT. And as in the presentation of Hirao and also Toza, the range separation. So range separation is used in hybrid density function theory. And usually, the people use a complementary error function for range separation. And the however, in the original paper of Sabin and Flood for range separation, they used the Yukawa potential for atoms, and also other people proposed using a plane wave basis. The use of Yukawa is proposed, and we also published a paper recently. For range separation using Yukawa potential. And we don't have so much time, and I briefly show the result. And we examined two range separation schemes, CAM and LC, and the use of a usual error function. But it's replaced by Yukawa potential, and they are referred to as CAMY and LCY. And the usually, so there are two parameters in CAM, alpha and beta, and alpha plus beta equal 1 gives us a 100 exchange for the long range Hart behavior of Hartree-Fock, and this is quite needed for several excited states. And the first, it's an atomization energies of G21 set of molecules. And we can get the systematic improvement in the atomization energies using the Yukawa potential over the conventional range separation scheme. and by from 5% to 20%. And usually it's believed that the difference in the range separation function is not so important. But by such amount, from 5% to 20%, we can get a systematic improvement for atomization energies, and also excitation energies. And the CAMY with 100% of exchange in the long range limit gives the best result. Okay, so the cusp condition based methods implemented by one postdocs, Dennis Bohan. Initially, the CCST parenthesis F12 methods was developed in collaboration with Josef Noga in Bratislava, and the also now funding. And the, I took some pictures, and in 2001, I came to Girona for the first time, and with my wife, and it was on the in honor of the retirement of Professor Hosoya, I think, and Duran was here. And in 2003, most of the people here are there. So I knew many people in Girona, and VH Swiss has passed away, but the, so again, I'd like to thank Ramon and the people in Girona for giving me an opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now we have a time for a small number of questions.
Dr. Sagan.
Yeah.
But in fact, the extrapolation on L. So what is about is known about the L extrapolation? What, why, how can one describe this?
By extrapolation?
Yes, so independence, and maybe you can comment on
it. Yeah, so actually by the use of extrapolation, the behavior becomes very similar to F12 and R12. The reason is that the leading term in the error is L plus 1 to the minus third in conventional methods. But by eliminating such an error by using extrapolation, the next reading term becomes L plus 1 to the minus fifth, for instance. And actually, R12 is even better, but the slope becomes, behavior becomes even better. Yeah.
Just parallel?
Almost, yeah.
Thank Dr. Tenno.